Chafam and Aleph. You know, broke down the Gemara, the Maskana, and what the Gemara's Kasha was. Now we just go through the Gemara itself. That part we didn't do. So we said, how do you know to darshan l'kula? Maybe you should darshan l'chumra. So Gemara says, lo yisaka taitach. No. Midat urechmer l'gabe ditanyo ki toib lo imach imach mamaycho imach mamishte shlo yitzi at oicha pas nekiyav o oicha pas kevar at asher sigayin yoshim v'yoshu asher sigayin chodesh at o yoshim gabe moichim v'yoshim gabe hatev. You have to treat him as good as you treat yourself. So since we see there's a din, we're always looking out for the Eved Ivri. Memela, we understood that, because I understood the Torah Shabbat Pez, that you have to dodge in the Pesukim the Kulim. That's what the Gemara says. Fine. Tosa says, why the bottom Tosa, which is out of order, why does it have to say it's like you're calling an Odin for yourself? I mean, kosher. My Odin, what do you mean you made your coin Odin for yourself? Wouldn't it have been enough to say he's equal to you? Why do you have to make him better than you? Yeah, the Bryce says, Mashmi is even better than you. So Tosa says, Yishloim Agadiz Birshami, the Bomim ain't loy other kara achas. He only has one, you know, pillow. Im shaykh of Lobatsmoy in a Makaim Kitov Luyimach. If he uses it, it is not being Makaim Kitov Luyimach. He may no shaykh of Lov. If he doesn't use it, the Gam in a Moislav Dain and also doesn't give it, that's me the Stoim. Yeah. You can't use it because it's against the Din. So you're not going to give it to him, what? Just so he shouldn't have it? That's me the Stoim. Nimtsu Shakog, Tokhim Solavdi, behind the Odin, Latsmoy. So you can have a Matzah who not only is he as good as the Odin, but he's even better than the Odin. If the other one has one pillow, the Eved gets it. That's what Yishami says. Says, well, koina odin latz. Koina odin latz moy. Okay. But I'll go upon him. Well.
Okay, so the question is coming off the Gemara's examples of just being.
Right. From the Bryce itself, it's mashma. Okay, give him what you have. But that doesn't mean it's better. Exactly. So Tosis is bringing out from the Yishami that you see, even when you can't have it, when you can't have it, he still gets it. Exactly. So, because we're maker with him in general, that's when we knew to darshan the pesukim l'kula. That's what the Gemara says. So, like the Gemara kasha, ve'emohani midl inin achidu shesia. Maybe that's only in how you treat him, right? The food and the drink. Keich dolo l'tzta'er leg. We don't want him to be b'tzar. Hal inin pidyon, but l'gabe d'alocha being poide him out, which is what we're talking about here. Nachmala, maybe that adarabah. Maybe we should be machmir on him. Why should we be machmer on him? The Tanya is bechanina. Oimer borei kamakosha avkoshu shviyis. Adam loisim loisim beperes shviyis. The soif and boicher is metal to love. Person does business with peres shviyis. In the end, he's going to have to sell his stuff. Now, this is shenemar b'shnasa yoivel tashuva yishu chuzah. So he talks about yoivel. So Mechlein, the pasuk right next to it says, "V'chisimku memkal misecho, koyne miyad misecho." If you have to sell something or make a kinyan, dover nikle miyad yad, which means metaltelim, something that you can be koyne from hand to hand. So Mamela, the smichas apsilkam is teaching us that if a person is over on shvias, he will come to have this, have no money and have to sell his things, his metaltelim. So Tosfos makes an interesting point. First of all, it calls it, the Braisa calls it Av Kushal Shvias, not Shvias Mamish. Like a rock ribbis, right? Av Kushal Shvias. And it also says, Nois Venoisin Beper Shvias. He does business with Beper Shvias. Why didn't you say a person's over in Shvias? He plows, whatever. So Tosfos says, Perish, Av Kushal Shvias, Perish Isser Kal Shabbat. It's a karka. The main malachas of shvius is working the ground. But the maso matan in peyush shvius, that is not a lois. I say it's not as chomer as doing chavisha, doing zriya. But you even not say because the Torah says la'achla, and we darshan out la'achla below the schoyer. So that's why it's calling it Avka Shel Shvius, because when Masu Matan Shel Shvius is not the Ikum Malach of Shvius, but it's Avka Shel Shvius. Okay, fine. So that's why I called it Avka Shel Shvius. But why Davka did it say Masu Matan Shel Shvius? Let it just say Charisha. Teretzis and Bisvara Shabbat in Yerzel Masu Matan Midakenegin Midah. So they understood, Chazal understood, that the Rebbe says the Avka Shel Shvius, because if the Oynish is you have to buy and sell your things, so where's the Midakenegin Midah in that? Teretzis, because you bought and sold Pei Shvius. The specificity of the drosh over here, very good shmak according to Tosfos. Okay, fine. So this guy did a bad thing. Now he has to sell his stuff. If loy hirgish, he didn't get the point. L'soid meichai sadoi zelap to sell his sadus also. Shneamar right vayter in hemshach apsukim kiyom chachicha umachem achuzosai. Fine. L'bas liyadoi then. He won't even be able to stop it. That Shemaicha is basically has to sell his bias. So now the Gemara asks the question. From this stage, the earlier stage, it says, this is what's going to happen to him. If he doesn't get the point, then it'll get worse. But by the next stage, it says, which is mashma, he won't even be able to stop it. It's automatically going to lead to the next thing. So why are you using a stronger lashon like basli ado? Why did you change the lashon from the previous lashon, which was like hirgish? So Teretz says, because Rav Huna came and shavu the mevero. Once a person does an avera once, v'shonaban, he does it again, hotuloi, it becomes mutter to him. But to learn sechadaitach, you really think it becomes mutter to him? Ella, what we mean is nas is like a heter, becomes like its mutter. So that's why we changed the lashon, because once he keeps doing it, it's going to become second nature to him, and the mele he's just going to keep going right with it. Then the judge continues. If he does right, the next step after he sold his house, shemeicha is bito. He's going to have to sell his daughter. Is bito la'amo. Now here it's an interesting thing. We're dashing here the smicha sapsukim. Yimko is Bitlam is not mentioned over there, Bichlal. If you look at the Torah, you'll see clearly that one's from, you know, Parshas Mishpatim, and one's from, where at the end of, where is it? Bahar. So why bring in Yimko is Bitlam? Teretz is, Kamashulon, Nizbin, Inish, Baite, Bilo, Neza, Peribisa. We're teaching us, because since the next step in the Smichas Apsukim is that it'll be Loib, Peribis. So that already we understand in Svara, the Bryce is teaching us in Svara, that if he had a daughter to sell, he wouldn't borrow with Ribbis he would sell his daughter to an Amma before he borrowed with Ribbis. So the Gemara is saying, if the next step in the Sprinkles of Pesukim is Ribbis, he already went through the step of Yim Kris Bito Lam. Right? Why? By time, Bryce is Megara Venafko. Faha Moisva Asli. So the daughter, at least, it goes down, you know, once he sells her, the situation gets better. She gets closer and closer to being maybe paid out. But the ribbis, the situation gets worse and worse. So that he wouldn't do the ribbis first. Then it continues, L'basi adoy, et shalav abribis, shnema v'chiyom v'chichichu v'mata yodu imach, v'samach le'atikach me'toy neshech, L'basi adoy, et shemoy chas atzmoy. Finally, his last resort, he sells himself. Then it gets even worse. He won't even sell himself to you. We don't mean a ger tzedek, who's a Jew. We mean a ger toshav. Then it says mishpachas ger. That's already a remez to the Ovi Kachovim. Kshu Oymel Eker Mishpachas Ger, the word Eker is already a remez that it'll be Nimkala, but it's called Matzma. He'll be sold as a Meshores to the Abay Dezori itself. That's how bad the situation will get for this guy. Why is Eker a remez to Abay Dezori? So Taisa says, Shasoifel Leoker. Eker Mishpachas Ger, Vidarsha to mean Abay Dezori, because Abay Dezori is Soifel Leoker. You have to uproot the Abay Dezori. I'll call upon him. What's the point of this whole? Why are we bringing this whole brisa? We're bringing those brisa to say, yeah, be mad. This guy, according to the brisa, this is his fault. So, who said we should be mekel and be? I understand we're mekel on him to treat him right. But to make that to be point, let him be point himself out easier. Maybe the other rabbi make it harder for him. Be darshan and lechumro. Who says we should help this guy? So that's the kasha. So he told him back. The pasuk already goes back to teach us that we have to get him out. In the end, this guy became misharis to the avodah zarah. Let the rock push the rock off after the guy who fell. Like, you know, let him drown over there. No, we have a specific pasuk that the Kraven should go and get him out. And since we have a specific pasuk that we should go get him out, we understand that we should make it easier to get him out. And that's why we darshan the pasuk Mekulam. Maybe we have a special din to get him out so he shouldn't get stuck by the goyim. But the gabe, you know, what the price should be, maybe there we should be machmir. Because of what Rabbi Yitzchak Hanina said, which is this whole drasha of what this guy did. Shtickle question is, I mean, if we're saying we're making to be goyel him out because he shouldn't get stuck there, so wouldn't the same svara say be making in how to cheshbon the pidyon too? Yeah, no, at least when he sold to a goy, I mean. Yeah, the Jew is making of socher. But I'm saying, the Gemara is saying, even after I know the svara, we got to get him out. Still, I would think to be machmir l'gabe the price. I would have thought, what do you mean? The two go together. Yes, I'm not sure. I wrote this question in my Gemara, and I wrote that it's in the Sefer Nachlis Moshe asked the kasha. I don't know, some kind of chiluk. The Gemara held that one necessarily does not mean the other. Okay. So why we make it? Meaning that after all the Hadri means after all the Pesukim which recorded the Brisa, which tell us that this guy, you know, fell into this pit because of the Averis he did, the Pesuk then goes back and says, but you should get him out. What's the Pesuk telling us? Hagufa, the Pesuk's telling us, even though, in spite of the fact that all the Pesukim just explained to us what this guy did, Avapichin, go get him back. Hadre Krah, the pasuk goes back to tell you. After the pasuk lists all these things, it goes back to say, take him out anyway. But the Gemara says that's only a raya to get him out. It's not necessarily a raya to be making an opinion. So, Amar Nachman B'Yitzchok, Shrei Krah Ksivi, the Teretz says that we have two pasukim. Ksiv im oid rabbis b'shonim, uksiv v'ma'at nish'ar b'shonim. What does it mean? Rabbis b'shonim and ma'at b'shonim. Are there many years and a few years? Rashi says, it's 6 years. No more or less. Ella, rather, we learn out from here, and it's rabbi kaspoi. When his value goes up, mikesef miknosoi, then we darshan mikesef miknosoi, which is to give him the price that it was at the beginning. Right? Because the pasuk says, what's the whole pasuk? You have the whole pasuk quoted there? You have the whole pasuk? In your Torah, I have the old-fashioned Torah. Yep. Right. So since the pasuk by Mekesef Miknasoi, which was the drasha which we used to darshan out, that he went up in value over the years, and you go back and you're paying him for the cheaper price that you bought him for at the beginning, Mekesef Miknasoi. So we're saying, so how do you know to darshan that lekula? Maybe we should have darshan the lechumra. No, we darshan the lekula because the mashmos of the pasuk is that the kesef was nisarabe over the shonim. It's a diak of the pasuk. So it means, our okasha was, who told you, mikesef nisarabe means, go by the first price. Who told you, we're talking about a case where you went up in price, maybe we're talking about a case where you went down in price, and therefore if you want to go by the first price, it's actually more money. That was our kash. Teretz is imoy davus b'shanim because of Ignosa. Which means he was nisrabed through the shanim with teaching.
Still
because of Ignosa. And so to the other way around. Nismait gaspoy. Right, the Ma'at Nishar B'Shonim, you want to read a slow pasuk there?
The Ma'at Nishar B'Shonim,
very good. And by the pasuk of Kfishonim, which is the pasuk which we learned out, go by the Heintiger price, what it's worth now, over there Dafka says, Ma'at B'Shonim, which we're saying means it went down in price. So that's how we know that we're down Shikin and Kul in both directions. Yeah? Very good schmack. Now,
that would answer.
Our Okasha was, yeah, what? Our Okasha was, because it also means go by the beginning, Kfishan goes by the end. But who told you to match up the cases? Who told you that because it also means he started at more, at less and went more, and Kfishan means he started at more and went less? Maybe it's Fakert. But say no, the Mishmalat of the Psukim is that way. And the mail, it comes out that it's Lakula in both directions. Yeah, so now we're answering because that is the mashmos of the pasuk. Before we had a mashmos of the pasuk, the Gemara was saying it's just a svara, it's not enough. But now we have a mashmos in the pasuk itself. On that, the Gemara asks, wait a second. The emachi kamar, maybe that's not what the pasuk means. The emachi kamar, maybe this is what the pasuk means. Hey, kado avad shrei ufash leidal. When he worked for 2 years and there's 4 years left, nesib leidalid. Pay the 4 years remaining because of Mignosa. Oh, meaning maybe Oy Rabbis Bashada means when he still has most of the time left, so then you have to pay because of Mignosa what the original price was. But when Ovadalit, he already worked 4 years, or partially died, he only has 2 years left, which is Ma'at Nishra Bashanim, then Nesav Tati Kfishanim, then you pay the 2 years Kfishanim what is worth now. Maybe that's all the puzzle could be. Maybe the puzzle is not talking about we went up in value or down in value. Adir Abi, say the same. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, can't say the same. He definitely changed value.
Right, right.
But maybe the difference in the two cases is not that it went up and down. The difference in the cases is, did he do Roig of the time yet? Did he not do Roig of the time yet? Maybe that's all the puzzle means. So the Gemara, no, it can't be. Im Kain, if that's what it meant. Nikhtav Ka, Imoy Rabbi Shonim, if there's a lot of years. Imat Nishar Shonim, if there's a few years. My bishonim in the years, that means, like we said before, this rabbi kasboy bishonim because of Gnosoi, this might kasboy bishonim kvishonim. If his price went up in the years, which means like over the years, we go back to the first price, if it went down over the years, then we say kvishonim, we go by the price now. Rav Yoshi Tarshinu, Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, Lohani Krai, Kasinai. It's a beautiful geshmak of Joshua, what we did with these psukim. So that's the end of the Gemara according to Rashi.
So once you have that last part, the last Rashi, so the original question, why not be machmir on him? Right, there is a question. Why not be machmir?
It's not a question.
Yeah, but why do you have the middle part? Why don't you go right to?
No, that is the answer at the end. The answer at the end is that that's Mashmari Zapsuk. That's right, that's the answer at the end. That's Mashmari Zapsuk. The question we asked, and maybe we should be Machmir on him because he did this Avera, that's only Akasha if the only reason we dash in the Sukkah Kula is Misvor. But if we dash in the Psukim the Kula because of the mashmos of the Psukim, so we know that what the Psukim are saying. That's what they're saying. And they're telling us not to be machmir on him. They're telling us that what we asked before is true. Once you make on him to get him out, to make on him an opinion also. Just in Svara, the Gemara said, maybe not. Okay, you could ask maybe not, but once you have arrived on the Psukim, Psukim has shown you that it's not maybe not. It's yeah. We're going to be making an opinion too. So now, Toys is that a Geshmak Akash and Rashi would bother me. It's called maybe you started to ask this, I'm not sure. You said the word why. You said the word why at one point.
It's been 6 years.
I think he meant this.
This is what you meant.
It's been 6 years.
I think he meant the following. Look at Toitz's
guy. He's patronizing you. You said
No, I really think he meant this. You'll tell me if you didn't mean this. I think you might have meant this. In the stage of the Gemara, the Gemara asks. Maybe it just means, you know, when he's there for 4 years and there's 2 years left, and then you go by the first price. He's there for 2 years, there's 4 years left, you go by the second price. Yeah? So, I think at that point you might have said, what? No?
Why do you have to mention my name? What's the point?
So listen to this. Zog Tarius is famous for Kuntris. Loi Arikra, Loi Mishbiach, Loi Bixiv. Look at Rashi Nesivlei and Amid Beis. Look at Rashi Nesivlei.
Yeah.
At that stage of the Gemara, I started explaining it. I jumped right to Tosfos because I was bothered by the Kasha so much. Remember the stage of the Gemara where it says maybe the only difference in the Pesukim is one where he was there for four, one where he was there for two. So the way I started with Masber is the price didn't change.
Right.
It's just one Pesukim. There's no other than that. So I stopped myself right away and said, no, it has to be the price changed. Why did I say that? But if it didn't change, Lamai Nafkamina, that you're dodging four from because of Nasoi and two from. But the truth is, Rashi says the price didn't change. Look at Rashi. Rashi Nesivlei, the May Arba Shonim, but I recall Loi Mishviach, Loi Behichsev.
It's so relevant. It's a matter of how long he's been working.
Yeah.
So then what's the difference?
And you're switching off the. What difference does it make?
Same price.
The chilek in the drush doesn't say anything. Oh, it doesn't say anything. If that's true, if that's what Rashi really meant. So that's what Tosfos is asking. Beish b'kuntres lo ayri krol lo b'shviach v'lo b'echzav b'kuntres. Dim kein amay shani krol b'lishnei. Why split it up between Kesav b'gnasa and Kfi Shanov? Nechta vidi vidi b'kesav b'gnasa. Ay Kfi Shanov. Yeah? So Tosfos learns, which is what the way I explained it before. No, oh my bina baruch talking perusha. Eh, my rabbis were showing him the other tithe to partially arba, lazily arba, mikesa mignasi, benichse benishbiach. Mishum now Tosfos says a svara to it. Now the why. Now this. Now we'll get to Skolnik's why. So he says like this. Oh, it's like this you did ask, I think. So Tosfos says a vadi went up or down in value. So what's the drasha? The drasha is if he was there 4 years and he has two left. Then you have to give the price of the original. Whether it went up or whether it went down, you go back to Kesav Miknasa. When it was there 2 years and there's four left, so then,
the other way around.
Yeah, that's what Tosfos says, the other way around. Right. If he worked for two years and he has four left, it's Kesav Miknasa, it's the original price. If it worked for 4 years and there's two left, it's the later price. So that's what the drasha meant. So the question is, that's what Tosfos says, that has to be, because if you didn't change the price at all, like Rashi's mashma, so then what's the point? So that's what Tosfos says. So the question is then, but why? Why make such a chiluk? Like until now we understood, we want to be machmer the guy, we want to be mekel on the guy. Over here, it's got nothing to do with the guy. It's how many years you were there. So all of a sudden, because how many years you were there, based on that cheshbon, we're going to switch up between whether we go by the first price or the second price. That's what he said.
No.
Okay. So Tosfos, says a svara. Tosfos says mishum. The reason is mishum to samach lezman kenisa tfeim is man yitzia. The ma'ad nishu b'shalim the oved arba pashtar. The neitzlik b'shalim shushava atom. The samach man yitzia ben nechitzah ben yishpiach. Tosfos says that the Gemara at that point was suggesting the drasha is. Whatever you're closer to, if you're closer to the end of the 6 years, you go by the Heintige price, and if you're closer to when you first came in, you go by the original price. No, at that stage of the Gemara was madka the drasha.
Yeah.
We tried to understand that stage of the Gemara. The Gemara was knocking the drasha away. The maskana, this is not correct. The Maskar of the Gemara says it's not Pshat. Because then it should have said in Rabbi Shonim, not Bishon. But at that stage, what was the Gemara's Havamim at that stage? That's where. So Tosfos is saying, and Rashi says the price didn't change at all. So that can't be. So what did Rashi learn? Twice as kasha and Rashi is a gabaldic kasha. Price didn't change at all, so the might not mean a kesem.
Rashi referring to the you only worked for 2 years.
And yeah. But what did them? What according to Rashi, there's really no difference between kesem b'knasa and free shonim because the price didn't change.
Maybe
Rashi
would agree if there's only 2 years left,
you would
take
Fishana. Yeah, but the price is the same. If Rashi really means that.
No, Fishana is not the same.
I know, but I'm saying the case. What's the case? The guy was worth $1,000 at the beginning, and what's he worth at the end? More or less.
4 years left.
How much is he worth? Before 4 years, 2 years, how much is he worth? The mice.
Yes, Fishana, for what? Day of the sale. Whatever he was worth, he sold it.
Right. So I'm saying, let's say he's worth the same exact thing now as he was worth then. So is there any nafkamina? Whether you do because so that's the problem. So that's the problem.
Yeah,
if Rashi really means
Rashi's native place is talking about when he worked for 4 years, not the other case. Not the case where he worked for 2 years.
But in that case, if he would have said 2 years, it's like different.
It might be there. More. Maybe there was a different price, but in this case, there isn't a different price.
That's what I'm asking.
That's what Rashi means. Only
maybe it's like. Rashi's
friend.
Only 2 years, you pay X. But 4 years, you pay a different one. So if I'm evaluating how much it's worth, the price hasn't changed. It's the same value, but now I'm looking at how much time. What's the amount of time worth? That 4 years is worth to me. That's time equal.
Well, the way we do bidding is by dividing it equally.
What the mega core though, like when it's much property. Way down the line, then you pay more.
It's the same, it's actually nearer to yoga when you buy property. It's the same property has the same value, but you know, the value of the property will go up and down. It's just that you're buying time. Yeah, you know,
you mean you'd have a half a meter that.
I'm trying to think of this guy, because
he
went up and down.
That's how it works,
right? Right, but he's saying at this stage, that's what my thought.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. What did Bnei Yeshua say? Bnei Yeshua is supposed to... Bnei Yeshua is supposed to defend Rashi, no? We'll look it up after. Oh, we'll look it up now. Should we pause this? Can you give that a pause? I'm saying. Which one's Kesef Mignasa? Which one's Kvishon?
When you only work 2 years, when there's 4 years left, that's Kesef Mignasa.
Yeah, what does that mean? Why? Meaning?
Close to the Mecha. Anything that's close to the Mecha, you're willing to give back for the price that
you sold. So how much you paid them for? The even price. Four. But if he works for 4 years and then leaves,
fee shot up,
then you have a habamina that you're allowed to take back from him more.
Right? Because it's a sale that's been around for a long time already, and now you
want
it.
Saying.
You want to pay for it.
They want to say, about this price didn't change. But letting him go after 4 years after you invested in him, whatever,
he's
your worker.
Right, yeah. I'm used to him already. I think much longer to get someone else into the job.
So, Mila, then, fee shot up would mean. You could actually charge more than just a money per year for what's left. You could charge a month and a half per year for what's left, whatever it is. At least according to the Habamina. What do they want to say? Magnus is a different shot. The cash on Rashi is, if its price never changed, the main nafkamina kesef ignosa and kishon. That's twice as cash on Rashi. So they want to say, even though the maskana, when you're paid to somebody, it's an even divided by six, even. But that's la halacha. That's the maskana. They want to say at least according to the habim of the gemara at this stage of the gemara held, according to Rashi, that actually kfishon would be a different price than kesef b'knasa, even if his value never changed. Because his value to you changed. What does that mean? Because you.
versus a case where he only worked for 2 years.
Like you got like he trained in their time like this. If I let him go after 2 years, so then that's a certain value. If you left after 4 years, so then it hurts me more because he's already trained to do whatever he's doing. I mean, he's more invested by me in terms of the job he's doing. So Mamela, I let him go then. Not La Lachlan. Oh, you mean just...
We just trying to understand Rashi.
Why should it work like that?
Because he has a taina that it's more... The value that I'm giving up or letting one go early is a different kind of value than a...
So therefore you should get more money?
So they want to say that by Kishanov, you'd actually get more money.
He's worth more to you.
If you sold him for 6 months, you'd say 1 month per year. That's what we say. They want to tie that, but if he's there for 4 years and I was leaving him...
I thought you should get a little more.
And the mailer, that would be the nafka meeting, you'd get more. And the male, that's enough for me to even the Daz Rashi.
But he has 2 more years.
You can hear it. You can't hear it? You can't hear it? There's an explanation.
What's Rashi saying?
Okay, I've got it. Should we leave it on?
If you buy an heaven, you buy an heaven of value, it's today. Nobody's going to be in 2 years.
Your heart's going to have no experience.
And his value is to the Adon. And his value today to the
it
could be a supermodel. It could be,
Can
you please explain to us what Russia's talking about? I'm not talking about the Matsyona.
Not sure. Exactly. So that's part of the test also.
Okay.
They can try to buy them whatever they want.